Good evening, everyone. This is Where There Is a Will, There Is a Way podcast. And this evening, I will be discussing horror films that changed my life. And today is October 19th, 2020. And October 19th, 1957, the character Michael Myers from the Halloween series was born. So on this birthday of his, I would like to discuss the original Halloween film that was released in 1978 that changed my world. Halloween was a film about a 6-year-old boy who went upstairs and stabbed his sister. And after that, he was sent to a psychiatric unit for kids and grew up in a psychiatric unit, came out as an adult, and went on a killing rampage on Halloween. So that film just was amazing because of the music that had the stalking scenes attached to, and Jamie Lee Curtis being the main character. She's the Scream Queen from the 70s. And she changed the horror world with her performance, as well as Donald Pleasant, who is the psychiatrist of Michael Myers. That film was just so definitive and defining, and I recommend that everyone watch that tonight or watch it up until October 31st. Which is Halloween. Such films that I also like in the horror genre would be Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Hellraiser, and Scream, Candyman, and Child's Play. Those films are films that define the horror genre. They all were released before 2000, and they don't make movies like they did in the 80s and the 90s. And I would recommend that you see The Exorcist too. The Exorcist is just the scariest movie probably ever made. I particularly, the first time I saw it, I was scared. But I actually ended up watching it over and over again because I like to be scared. So, you know, it really entertained me because it's basically about a girl who is possessed by the devil. And she really goes through it, you know. And it's so realistic that it borderlines on a real story. So it makes you feel like it could really happen. And movies like that are just the most intriguing and entertaining and just, you know, everything that you want a horror movie to be. Texas Chainsaw is another movie which is based on a true story. Ed Gein, the Texas serial killer. And his story is about cannibalism, and he's a cannibal, and he likes to wear people's skin on his face. So that series is another series that, you know, is a part of the horror genre and is just a classic horror. That one, Friday 13th, Jason Voorhees, everybody knows Jason Voorhees. You know, he drowned in Camp Crystal Lake. And he went on a rampage killing camp counselors because they were supposed to be watching him when he drowned and they didn't. So he goes, basically, anybody that comes to the lake, he will kill, including counselors, police officers, just, you know, everybody. So that's a great film series. A Nightmare on Elm Street is a great film series. Nightmare on Elm Street is about a man who was a child molester, and the town basically got together and lynched him. and well, by fire. So not an actual hanging, but lynched him by fire. And he came back in teenagers' dreams of the, basically the parents' teenagers, and he goes killing them and just, you know, just invading people's dreams, which is really like the scariest place that you can be invaded. I mean, you know, without like, you know, physically putting some of your hands on somebody, you know? So that genre is really crazy scary. Also, Leprechaun, Scream, I Know What You Did Last Summer, Bride of Chucky, what else is there? Evil Dead is classic, 1981. That's a film I recommend. Night of the Living Dead, Rosemary's Baby, The Omen. The Omen is like The Exorcist, but it's the boy version. And the thing about The Omen is that the events that happen in The Omen are not really done by a particular person. It's more like a spirit, which makes it like kind of eerie. And the music, the score for that movie is eerie. So, you know, that makes it more intriguing. And it just, you know, it's like this spirit, like, that's just like, you know, out there, and it's just like going around and just like, you know, making things happen. And then you're like, oh shit, like where the fuck did that come from, you know? It's like one of those movies, you know. Also, there's Hellraiser, Pumpkinhead. Hellraiser came in 1987, the year I was born, so that's a particular film that I will always hold dear in my heart. It's about a guy who had it's a box, and basically the box, it opens a gate to hell, and there's like these people, these demons from hell that come out of this box, and they like, you know, go killing people and bringing them into their world. So like Pinhead's like the main villain of that 1987 film Hellraiser. Pumpkinhead came out in 1988. And that film is about basically a boy who was born deformed, and his mother's a witch. And he's basically tormented by his classmates, neighbors, and stuff. And he eventually dies, and he comes back to exact vengeance on whoever his mother places a curse on. So basically, his mother, people come to his mother to place curses on people. And when they come, Pumpkinhead, the boy, will come back as his demon. And he will basically kill, you know, anybody that the person who wants whoever to be cursed, come after. So that film is really part of the horror genre, and just really good film. These are the films that, you know, I recommend that everybody see. I'm not gonna go on and on about any other films, but those are the films that I would recommend. And I hope that this helped you, you know, get things together for Halloween season. And anything else that you guys want to add, you can add in the comments, or you can contact me and I will discuss in my next episode. This is Where There Is a Will, There Is a Way podcast. And I hope you got everything you out of this podcast that you needed. And I'll talk to you guys soon.